Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The weekly wrap on Money FM 89.3.
Time now to take a look at some of the top headlines from this week. The one that's on all our minds, good news, because many COVID-19 safety measures will be eased from Monday, the 12th of July, as the proportion of Singapore residents who have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is expected to cross the two-thirds mark. Groups of five allowed to dine in, resumption of wedding receptions, cap on group sizes for indoor activities, things like gyms and all that, raised to five. Social gatherings at the workplace can resume. Job support scheme to be tapered to 10% for 2 weeks. So it looks like Singapore is back on the journey towards living with COVID, you know, in a positive sense. A lot of restrictions set to be lifted before the year ends. But with two unlinked cases announced yesterday, let's talk about the timing of all this. I mean, the strategy-wise, is it the best path to beating COVID-19? And really, you know, what is the best path to beating COVID-19? On the line with me this morning is Dr. Ling Lee Min, infectious diseases physician at Ruppi Clinic. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thanks so much for helping me out with this. Yes, we're all excited for Monday. Things are going to get a little bit better. But as of yesterday, we have a new cluster identified, three new locally transmitted cases, including two that are unlinked. You know, overall seems okay, but what is your opinion in Singapore's fight against COVID-19 during the Phase 2, Phase 3 heightened alert?
What we have done is that we are now in a better position.
Yeah.
Compared to maybe about 6 months ago. Why I say that is because we now have better testing. Okay, we're able to test more quickly and more widely. We've got better tracing over the past year. And then in addition to that, we've got vaccination.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think that all of that has really been helpful.
Doctor, there's been a lot of talk from officials, government officials, you know, overseas and even in Singapore, where they talk about you got to get ready to move from pandemic to endemic, which pretty much means living with the virus. It's like it becomes like a flu in that sense. In terms of lifting restrictions, you know, you've got questions like, you know, with clusters being linked, is it the right time? Let's put all that aside. We're going to lift restrictions on Monday. Should we still bother about how many cases there are and instead just shift the focus to vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate? I mean, what's the point? Do we still need to aggressively test?
I think, okay, at this point in time, we are at the moment whereby we are transitioning
okay,
into a new phase whereby we have accepted the fact that we are going to have to live with COVID, okay? And our confidence in relaxing the restrictions will depend on how we feel we can very quickly contain or limit spread whenever a new case pops up to a certain extent.
Sure. But
we are still at that point whereby we are hoping that, no doubt, yes, we are having to live with this virus, but at the same time, we don't want to have big mega clusters as we relax our restriction, right?
Mm.
So ultimately, again, it's going to lead to testing. At this point in time, I think that if we can do testing very quickly and over a broader range of groups of people, then actually that gives us the leeway that we will need when it comes to opening up during this phase. As you know, we've always been cautious.
Yeah.
Then it certainly would help at the same time if our background baseline immunity against COVID would be high, because this means that a large group of our population would be protected. So that gives us the additional buffer against mega clusters from happening.
I mean, if we're going on the notion of a large group being protected, then, you know, to divide it down to age group, the largest age group would be the 12 to 39. And since they were able to start getting vaccination from June or early June, they've gone at a phenomenally fast rate. I mean, these are the ones that are going to be out there going back to the office, out there going back to, you know, your shopping centers and whatnot. How crucial is this that this active and largest age group is going to be almost done soon?
I have to say that it is very encouraging to see those numbers. I think about 1 to 2 days ago, we saw the breakdown in terms of the age groups and vaccination rates, okay? And I was very encouraged to see that across most of the groups, we had at least 80% vaccination rates of having the first dose at least. But the other thing that I guess was a little bit worrying was our senior citizens.
Yeah.
The more than 70 years old and above, Now, their vaccination rates, we're looking at only about 70%.
Yeah.
And they were the very first ones to have had the vaccine rolled out to them from almost 6 months back.
Yeah.
And yet they have not caught up with the rest of the population. So that is worrying. That's one. And why is that? I guess it's because they form part of the core of the vulnerable population.
Yes.
And we have local information or evidence from our very own COVID cases in Singapore that those who are 70 to 79 years old, if they got COVID, one in 25 will die. Okay. Mm. Now, 80 years old and above, if they got COVID, one in five will die from it.
Yeah.
So I think for us, while it's encouraging to see those numbers, at the same time, I think I still worry about our senior citizens.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, it makes you think maybe we should have just settled the 12 to 39 or 12 to 45 age group first, and then we go deal with the citizens, go door to door and vaccinate them. But what about Trace Together? I mean, it was initially removed and then now it's going to be put back in place where the supermarkets are concerned. Is it still important to do contact tracing? And I ask this question with a view to that Singapore is going to move into an endemic phase of tackling this virus.
So supermarkets are places whereby there's a lot of human traffic here. Mm-hmm. And we already have had, over the past month or so, have had cases of COVID within supermarkets. So not surprising to find that actually, yes, that the Trace Together and the safe entry scanners be reinstated or reintroduced back in the supermarkets. It is important because if and when there is a one case there, you really want to very quickly get as much information as you can from the Trace Together and safe entry scanners as to who were the ones who went there, over what time were they in contact, and identify the people who need to be tested as soon as possible so that we can ring-fence them and limit the spread. But so that's the benefit of having safe entry. But then on the flip side, we've got to balance it with the shopper experience. So, you know, these supermarkets, if they were located in a building where there were a lot of other shops, and all these shoppers are carrying their barang-barang, you know, bags of other shopping.
Yeah.
And then as they go from one shop in, out, they have to keep pulling out their handphone scan, another one scan.
Yes.
It can be a bit cumbersome sometimes. So I guess we have to try to balance shopper experience versus the importance of collecting the information so that we can very quickly contact Trace.
Right.
And ring fence.
Right.
Yeah.
Just quickly, your thoughts on Singapore announcing that they're omitting Sinovac shots from COVID-19 vaccination tally?
Well, I guess I have to say that the Delta variant, I think it's really because it's the Delta variant, isn't it? We're all worried about it. And we have seen, there have been reports, experts have indicated that it is certainly at least 50% more transmissible than the original variant.
Yeah, yeah.
And the difficulty is that we don't have enough information as to exactly how effective it is against protection from the infection or severe infection, okay? Mm. And more recently, we've also had media reports on healthcare workers who were vaccinated with Sinovac and still got COVID and died,
okay?
But having said that, I have to say for people who are not able to take the mRNA vaccine or who choose for personal reasons to have the Sinovac vaccine, okay, it is better to have some vaccination than no vaccination at all.
I completely agree. Yeah. Final thoughts, Doctor, and there are a couple of parts to these thoughts. I mean, this morning there were reports that Pfizer BioNTech looking to develop a booster shot. And obviously that's going to be targeted at the Delta variant. You've got countries like New York, California, they have decided to ease up. The UK is going to ease up even more, you know, no need for contact tracing or safe distancing or masks. How do you feel where Singapore is concerned with their pragmatic approach? Too soon to even think about, you know, taking off masks? What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, I think that every country is going to be different, right? Every culture is going to be different, right? And so every country will make decisions that's going to be unique to what's happening within our country.
Sure.
In terms of the COVID situation. I think for us, it's very much about who hasn't been vaccinated yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we do have a significant proportion, or rather, we do know it's clear that the senior citizens, in the face of a Delta strain, their vaccination rate is just not good enough at this point in time. And they form a very significant proportion of our population. So I think with that at the back of our minds, if we were to open up, we still have to be cautious. But I think that we are definitely very, very, very slowly inching towards normalcy. And that's really our aim, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Go get vaccinated and be patient till we sort this out. Been speaking with Dr. Ling Lee Min, infectious diseases physician at Rob Hee Clinic. Doctor, really appreciate your time this morning for helping us clear so many things up. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.